Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Honestly, Jay was fiery. I mean, sense of urgency. The most I've seen all year. You know, he was ready to go. He's fired up. You know, his balls had a lot of zip on them all week. You know, he wanted it perfect in practice. And, you know, I think it showed in the game. It transferred over because he was on fire today. Yes, I laughed. They probably got a shot of us laughing afterwards. I mean, we didn't get seven out of it. You know, Robbie came and kicked the field goal. But, you know, it's part of the game, man. There's a lot of emotions. It's fun. You know, we battle. And he just got caught, you know, because there's a lot of that going on. It's all friendly. And he just happened to get caught. And there was another moment in the second half that was, you know, probably going to be on SportsCenter, him tying Jamarcus, his lineman, shoe. I don't know if that's Cutler-like, but that was pretty cool when we all were cheering in the huddle. I definitely take pride in it. You know, there's a great quote out there that says, don't confuse activity with production. You have to be productive in anything you do in life. This is what I do now for a living. but with that being said, I just hope that this is the last place I catch, you know, 1,000 yards. You know, really proud to be a Bear, you know, and, when I look back and look back on my legacy as a football player, I wanted to be as a Bear. So this is a great opportunity for me, my family, and I just need to continue to work. You know, I'm still not there yet, on and off the field. Got to do a better job, and, you know, I understand that. Yeah, in the third quarter, I leaned over to Jay and I said, that catch over there, that catch puts me at 1,000 yards for 6 seasons in a row. And he looked at me and said, you're disgusting. So, yeah, you know, I'm aware of it, you know, and it's social media, man. So when you look at your mentions and people, you know, they give you heads up. You know, that's how I know, you know, stats and you know, records, because the guys, you know, that follows me on Twitter, you know, really, you know, I mean, it's every day, man, they're tweeting me things that I, you know, I'm not aware of. So, yeah, third quarter, I definitely leaned over to Jay and told him I was over 1,000.
I mean, our offense really set the tone for us. We wanted to get the lead on them and try and get them out of that running game. I mean, they still tried to run the ball, but, you know, it's not as effective when you're down by, you know, 14, 20 points or whatever.
We got to the football. You know, we played a lot of cover two, which is tough to do against them. It's such a good back, but we didn't miss a lot of tackles in the first half. And we got a few yards late in the game, but it didn't really matter, but we held them in check for the most part the first half.
I saw them practicing it this week, but you never know if they're going to call it. I don't know. I'm not in on that stuff, so I don't know what's going on. But it was nice to see them score, run that guy over in the end zone.
They did a great job. You know, we all practiced hard this week, even though it was a short week. And, you know, it's what we've been doing. You know, we've been doing it in practice, looking good in practice, and we just trying to bring it to the game.
He's a great back, man, and we think we're a great – well, we know we're a great defense, and we could just click on all cylinders, everybody do their job. We know we got to contain a good running back like that. Anytime we can contain a back like that, we're going to feel like we got a good chance of winning.
I said earlier, it's a tribute to what Coach Tice is doing with the guys, preparing everybody in the preparation during the week, and, you know, the job that Ed and Gabe were able to do, going in and taking, you know, Ed taking minimal reps this week at guard, and Gabe never played guard before, so I think those guys did a hell of a job tonight.
You know, it was a good win for us as a unit and a team, and it's, you know, we had 2 weeks that we had. It feels good to get back on the winning track.
Yeah, people are playing out of position, but that's expected. You know, anyone playing offensive line, I have to be ready to play center, left guard, anything, you know, that's just expected. I remember one time I had to get ready to play tight end, so it's one of those things you never know, but you always have to be ready.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.